Do you want to hear this shit? I know that you tuned in, but are you ready for this weirdness of music? Hey, hi, howdy, hello, bonjour, as they say. I am your host, Julie B, a.k.a. Cronfused, a.k.a. Silly Vanilli, a.k.a. your mom's best friend, and I am here today, still at the Banff Center. Can you hear the delightful fluorescent lighting overhead? Let me see if you can hear it. Yes, yes, the sound of lights so bright they can only come from a nearly corporate environment. But the arts runs steadily through the Banff Center, and thus it is still a place of joy, inspiration, and light. It is Treaty 7 territory that I'm coming to you from now, at this moment. English words. Usually where this show takes place, though, is the unceded traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, which is where it's broadcasting to you from now. I hope you're having a lovely Friday, late morning, early afternoon, and I hope that you enjoy the songs that I have on the docket for you today. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this concept before. It's one that I think about a lot. It's kind of a sister feeling or a cousin feeling to the long dark night of the soul, or as Douglas Adams calls it, the long dark tea time of the soul. What I am trying to express is the quick dim discotheque of the mind, which is to say those fleeting but brilliant moments of expression and emotion and heightening your emotions for better or for worse through that expression and through that sort of ephemeral strobe light experience. You know, it's both dark and light all at once. It's both a release and catharsis, and in a way it's avoidance, but it's mostly a punch dance out of everything that's inside, like Footloose finally being free of that mayor or principal or whomever hates dancing. So I've got a lot of songs that sort of fit that timeless strobe light feeling. You know, you're going to hear gated reverb, you're going to hear queerness, you're going to hear stardust brought to you sonically, and I think you're really going to like it. I hope you're really going to like it. I truly enjoy all these songs, starting with Salami Rose Joe Louie, off of Brain Feeder, out of the Oakland area. She is the dopest dope, like the coolest shit. Just this beautiful harmony of sci-fi and jazz and kind of approaching art and music from a different lens. I know she used to be a marine biologist until she was bedridden and sort of discovered music and really leaned into that after that experience. And we're all the better for it. Any album you check out is definitely worth seeing. I know I've played, or listening to, I should say, I know I've played some of her stuff before, because the last show I saw pre-pandemic, and I'm pretty sure the last solo show for sure I saw pre-pandemic, which is to say the last show I went to solo, was hers here in Vancouver. People did not know what they were seeing. I loved every gosh darn moment of it, and definitely sweatily gave her gifts at the end of the night, overpaid, underdrank, had a great time. Next we have super queer, always cute, ever handsome, Clear Mortifee's Seashells. And the hook of this song just gets me. It just gets me right in the feels, gets me right in the heart. And that is kind of what I have come to expect from Clear. I've been following his career for ages now, since he was like 18 years old, and I believe he's now like 28 or 30, which is crazy. But the music has just gotten better with time, more deep, more honest, more soulful, kind of taking away from the original folk roots he has, going into this sort of transcendent, shimmering, near electro, but still very much in like many realms. Space. This is produced by Teddy Rockspin and Hark Madley. After that, we have Wet and Blood Orange, who I love. Devon Hayes. Excellent composer. Super duper cool. Believe he plays cello. But he also won the Grammy for Best Classical Record either this past year or the year before. This is a collaboration with Wet. I believe Wet is the main artist. But this is very much sounds that we've come to expect from Blood Orange as well. This kind of cityscape, this kind of rain-soaked, beautiful, timeless feeling. And then we've got, you know, Canadian favorite. We love him. We dance to him. Cannot get enough of him. Catronata, and similarly, Thundercat may not be a Canadian, but boy, oh boy, do we still feel that same kind of love for him. Off of Catronata's new EP, this is the song Be Careful, probably the sexiest song of this EP, dare I say. You should definitely check it out. What is it called? I didn't save it in my notes, obviously. It's called Intimidated, which her sings on the title track of this EP. All of it is fantastic. Definitely check it out with your ears. Then we'll have a little, we'll have some clip-a-roonies. We'll have a little chat about it. If we have time, I might do an improv. Or I might just play some spacey sounds and read a poem over it. Because that counts, right? We've decided. Either way, I really hope you enjoy what you hear this week. And I'll talk to you after this chunk of songs and maybe a couple ads. An ad or two. Anyway, this is Confessions of the Metropolis Spaceship by Salami Rose Joe Louie. On Musish, here on 101.9 FM CITR, Discorder Radio.
Spaceship amidst the fancy parties and galas and lounging poolside, the members aboard soon realized they'd made a grave mistake. They hadn't known that all the Earthlings are spiritually connected to the sun. Thus, as the sun began to fade, they too soon would perish. A leading scientist aboard figured out, using the Nicky Booty Maximus formula, that the only hope for survival was to return to the Earth and restore the energy of the sun. The return trip was made rather quickly, as their breathing was fading fast as the setting sun.
My socks, my slippers. year, 5 years on and off. Been sold, been bought, thrown it up, flipped it off, manifested a life, and it's so nice to meet ya. Still no new friends like my old friend. Still no new man like my old man. Still no high tide way up in land. Seashells by the seashore, please don't call me she no more. I've never sold seashells by the seashore, please don't call me she no more. First cat, nightlife, south candle, the light died after being bright for a bit. Fuck tits, now I'm infatuated. With clear fifth gear to the top, I see it all, so I know when to stop. You made it. Still no new friends like my old friends. Still no new man like my old man. Still no high time way up in life. Sold seashells by the seashore, please don't call me she no more. I have never sold seashells by the seashore, please don't call me she no more.
sticks gone, what's a hip? You could be the days I spent. Your girls and your friends hate me, but they don't leave this in your bed, baby. Done with that drama you've been saying. All of the fucks that you give, man. Hate you, then love you, then pain cries. Back on that bullshit, we been late. I feel that. And I can tell you, baby, what that kitty need. Just stay with me. Is it complicated? Is it really deep? So we probably argue 7 days a week, but I just hit it good like you can't believe. I swear. Fuck me, I'm gonna go ahead and take everything. You'll be back in the morning, cause it's key. Make you sleep, let you ruin my whole life. It's all good, don't need no ring. Toxic love, it's our thing. We attach without no shame. Make up, break up, take up my
about that a shindig is back, baby. Submissions are officially open for Shindig 2022. 18 bands enter, only one will win. Enter to experience a moment of connectedness before severing that bond in a ruthless bid to reign supreme in a local and independently run music competition. All genres, ages, and styles are encouraged to submit. Go to CITR.ca to submit and for all the info.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Well, the spiritual side of my life isn't really some side, right? It's not a compartmental thing, right? So
right.
I kind of look at it like I've been really fortunate to have a career and be able to make art and be able to, you know, make music. And I do it in a public platform, but it does feel like, you know, Ram Dass has that great quote, which was just as revelatory as like when I was a kid and I heard John Cage say, I have nothing to say and I'm saying it. I thought, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I have nothing to say and I'm saying it. And then around that time, Ram Dass, I came across that quote that said, you know, the spiritual experience is a continual falling down on our faces. And I thought, oh, thanks, yes, man, because being on stage is just humiliating. I'm just like really embarrassing myself because I'm not reading a script. I'm just trying to go. It's horrifying to me to think that I'm going to repeat myself. Like I want to say something new and kind of have some anecdote that is fresh each set, each show.
Wow.
But I often say that so many stupid things, I'm so embarrassed on stage. I'm not like, oh, this is me. I'm finally myself here. I love playing and I love improvising with these musicians. I love it. And I love the challenge of getting to kind of not fuck up because it's constantly fucking up for me. And the last show I played was one of the last shows I've ever played. So I've been really beating myself up about it because I was stiff. I wasn't skillful. I didn't there was a lot of technical problems and I didn't just kind of like, I didn't rise up to the occasion. And so I've really been feeling a lot of shame for clamming up and kind of going in my shell. But of course you learn from it. And that's not really your question. I guess I would say that my practice and then my career, I couldn't really do one without the other. And it's just been a whole bunch of embarrassing experiences, fuck-ups. But all the while, very aware that if I'm not, like, trying my best to be as honest as possible and as vulnerable as possible and kind of follow that fear. Because fear, whatever fear I have is the thing I need to be looking at. So whatever is scary to me is going to be the most rich in terms of what I'm going to write about or sing.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not putting myself in that spot, I'm going to write some shit that people can't relate to.
Right.
And people can sense it's bullshit.
Right.
Because subconsciously we can sense if the person means it or not.
Right.
Hey, hi, hello, welcome back. It's me, Your fave BB, Cronfused. And, you know, I'm just loving this playlist. I gotta say, the concept of quick dim discotheque of the mind is one that I've had stewing in mind for quite a while, and really sort of came to materialization at the BAMP Center this second week, not the week that we're currently in. I'm wrapping it up. My stay up here, we're in the final week, but sorry for all the ums, I'm just sort of reveling in the thoughts and the memories all alone in the strobe light. But we got the chance to dance to music in a dim room with new friends and strangers, and goodness gracious, did I need that. I cannot express how much it meant to me. I've been to a festival this past summer. I was lucky enough to get to play one, and while I definitely did dance, dancing out in the fresh air is a beautiful feeling, and I love it, and I will never defy it. But there was a little too many on the stranger side, not enough on the new friend side, and there's something about being in an enclosed space that adds to the dimness, adds to the quickness of it all, don't you think? Anyway, right before the break, we also heard Charlotte Day Wilson and Froyo Ma with Spent Missing, one of her sort of breakout songs. We also heard local faves, IMUR and Teyon Gibbs on No Strings. Don't know too much about Teyon Gibbs other than that he completely bodied that verse of his, but I do know I love IMUR, especially Jenny Lee's voice. Holy moly, that girl has so many just tender moments, so much control, so much beauty in her tone. I love it so much. Coming up next, we have Ride by Lizzo. Again, another breakout hit by hers, of someone's. This one's a bit of a deep cut. If you're not a Lizzo super fan, you might not know it, but it's one of my favorite songs of hers. Oh, yeah. Before this new chunk of songs, we also had Devendra Banhart off of the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. He hardly ever gives interviews, so if you like him at all, please go check out that conversation. It's amazing. It's as hilarious and cute and insightful as you'd think a conversation with him would be. Moving right along, we've got Late Night Feelings with Licky Lee. You know me. Not to shame myself and proclaim my ignorance too much, but even if I love them, my stupid dumb tongue will not honestly often make the right pronunciation, but it's spelt Lykke space Li, Licky Lee, I think. And we also have Mark Ronson collaborating together on Mark Ronson's song Late Night Feelings. Really beautiful. I'm sure I've played this song before as well. It's because it just really exemplifies that quick discotheque of the mind that I'm talking about. Like, there's definitely an emotion, a sadness, a heartbreak, but the sort of prevailing feeling is I'm going to dance this pain away, and that alone is enough to make me transcend it. After that, we have Carmen Braden, an incredible composer living up north, with her song Ken's Calves. This is a departure from her usual sort of contemporary modern classical style. Very much electronic, very much dancing, driving, and it kind of, again, gives you this sort of like victorious, elated, I've overcome feeling. After that, we've got Twin Shadow with Haim, as usual, not loving them, not loving the way that I butcher people's names. I feel super bad. I need to commit to watching a bunch of videos where they just say their names and not interviewers like me who are big old dummy dum-dums. But this song, again, it really exemplifies this quick dim discotheque of the mind, because a part of it is also that it's timeless. Is it the 80s new wave? Is it 2080? Is it 2080? You know, we do not know. But the gated reverb takes you to all those places. Yes, even before Christ, or 20 years after Christ, after the estimated death, or is that what they call it now? I don't know. But yes, gated reverb is forever, and I don't care what you say. After that, we have Yola with the single from her I Stand For Myself album, Dancing Away in Tears. This song is so good. I know I've played it before as well. There's a lot of repeats on today's show. But it's really just because I had such a good time finally aligning with the quick, dim discotheque of my own mind that I really needed to share those vibes into the universe. And this song apparently was written when she was driving away on her motorcycle from her mom's funeral, like crying while motorcycling. The bass line just popped into her head and she was like, dang, is this an actual groove? And also, why is this like song coming to me now? So when you hear it like that, it feels less like a breakup song and more like a goodbye song, which is kind of almost sadder in a way. If we have time after that, I'll include a poem with some sweet, fun space whale noises that I've collected out here at the Banff Center, thanks to bassoonist Caitlin Coleman, who is one of my dear friends and collaborators, and that I am elated to be here with. So yeah, please enjoy this playlist. Please enjoy the upcoming songs. And if it makes it onto the episode, I hope you enjoy my poetry as well. But either way, no matter what happens, I hope that you have a lovely weekend, an even more lovely week, and that you stay inspired. Thank you so much for listening to Musish. My name is Cron Fused. And if you want to send me anything, whether it's an inspiration for a poem, improv song, or something you want to promote or talk to me about, or just a voice memo, something cool you heard, whatever, email it to me at cronfused@gmail.com. That is CHRONFUSED @gmail.com. As usual, I adore you. Thank you for listening.
LA Carolyn with Carolyn, Caroline, but I had to make it rhyme. I'm addicted to that weather like heroin. That is why I cannot give it any time. Just say no, it's too good to me. You are too good to me. Oh, D on compliments. I need some oxygen. So I dip to the PNW. Some of you don't know where that is. Good, need a little solitude with my crew. Remembering what's real is what makes you you. Oh, it's too good to me. No, it's no good for me. I can't be out here, homemade, what it used to be. Sitting in bed like man, wishing, itching for days with no end. Sound checks, checks in, audiences wrapped in. Getting full of that adrenaline, eat it up like Satan. You can't have it, take it. You came in up, Kaden, breaking up my cadence. Got that willpower like Jaden. She like, girl, I'm past giving a damn. YOLO, guess that's why he want a photo. Dressed in polo, I'ma run me up to D show. But never there when I need hoes. Open mind, but my heart closed. Where you been? Back again, young man. I remember you from way, way when. You never gave it or reciprocated. And when I bounced for my sake, you peeped your mistake. She left me is always the excuse. I swear there should be support groups for men without Lizzo. Meet once a week and deal with y'all issues. Google me and jack off in the tissue. Yeah, you know what though?
10, I'm only what I'm supposed to do. But I'm here now, like how this happened. Head in the pillows, I'm crunching on capping. I'm chilling, that's where I've been chilling. Taking a break, feeling hella breakable. I was taught that life has no regrets and no mistakes. No, no, bet I made some granite. But my heart cobra, definitely, definitely granite. Wrote this song halfway to Chicago. Wondering if I should call you. Would it make you feel special? Would it give me reasons to forget you? Out of state, out of time, you more like out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, you know what though?
We keep it going up. Make it go around, around again. And we keep it going up, going up. And we keep it going up.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
C-I-T-S.